Border Patrol agent Brian Terry was on patrol with members of his team searching for Mexican RIP crews that come into the U.S. to steal drug shipments and rob illegal aliens. When his team found the RIP crew, a gun battle ensued and Brian Terry was mortally wounded. Two of the weapons found were eventually tied to a gun-running operation that became known to the world as Fast and Furious. The stated goal was to put guns into the hands of criminals and track them back to Mexico to discover the distribution network. Two such firearms ended up at the scene of Terry's murder. Despite congressional hearings and promises from the Obama administration, the Terry family still doesn't really know what happened that night. No official was punished for the failed operation that led to Terry's death and potentially thousands of Mexican citizens, reminded Breitbart, Texas. Why are we being reminded of this travesty of government irresponsibility in which our feds knowingly let weapons flow to murderous criminals in Mexico? Because in an exclusive report, Breitbart, Texas says U.S. authorities working with the Mexican government secured the arrest of the final suspect in the murder of U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry. Breitbart, Texas obtained a leaked internal memo written by the acting chief of the Border Patrol announcing the arrest of Jesus Rosario Favela Astoria. He is reported to be the final suspect in agent Terry's murder. This is good news, but when will our government punish the federal bureaucrats whose utterly stupid actions put the actual weapons in the hands of the cartel killers that were used to kill Agent Terry? I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas, weekdays at 5 p.m.